from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now with this Reddick, you know, it ain't always my Jets. You know, it's always something, you know, that you get this guy from down here from Philly. You bring him up there. You didn't want to pay Huff. And now look at the situation that you're in. All right, now he's going to come. Now, that's going to be on him, because I tell you one thing. If he does show up and can't keep losing that money, you know, and if he does, that's going to be on him. But I tell you one thing, don't get on that field, because with the Jets' bad luck, you'll wind up tearing your ACL or your Achilles.
With that turf. Yeah, that's a great point. I don't think anybody has mentioned that. He hasn't been in camp. You try to show up week one.
Mm-hmm. And you do a lift off too, you know, when he's going to, you know, do the sack and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, and next thing you know, their Achilles popping.
You know what I don't like, Ed? It seems like his messaging changed. It seemed like early on he was down, he was all in, he said, you know, we'll figure it out. And then something changed between the communication and the relationship that never really got developed with the Jets, and now he wants out.
Well, you know what? Well, we don't need him in camp, and we don't need a cancer.
That's what I said.
That's one of the things right there. Get rid of him. Whatever you got to do.
It never got started. Thanks for the call, Ed. I'm just running out of time. But my guy Zach Rosenblatt put out a tweet going back to the Jets' intro press conference in March, talking to Hassan Reddick, and he said, all options are open. Right now, I'm just worried about being here, meeting everybody. But whatever happens, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to give my all, no matter what, because that's just who I am as a person. No matter how it goes, how many years, I'm going to be here for however long I'm here for, and I'm going to give the team, the fans, everything that I have. So I guess he was saying that in faith that he was going to get a multi-year deal. But then I have another tweet from Zach Rosenblatt where it said, other NFL teams pre-Jets trade hung up when they heard how much money Hassan Reddick was asking for in a new deal in the $25 million year range. Now, when you see the money that Brian Burns got in a trade with the Panthers to come to New York, it's hard not to think that Hassan Reddick isn't looking like, hey, he's coming over here, the team that we share a stadium with. Look at what they did. They moved on from Saquon. Look at how much money they gave him before he played another down. Did you not see me fold up Brock Purdy? Did you not see me play that whole year that the Eagles went to the Super Bowl? I'm a problem. I'm like that. Well, I just think that you are a problem now. And Joe Douglas, Rob Saleh, Aaron Rodgers, and the New York Jets, they can't. Trade him. You can't bring this guy in the building. He's already been a distraction now for a couple months. You can't keep this going. Nothing can derail this season. You have to make the playoffs. 888-808-1019. Speaking of making the playoffs, Daniel Jones did win a playoff game. But folks are just constantly trying to say he's not the guy, can't be him. Tommy DeVito is better than him. I was telling you guys last year, stop it. I'm a Jersey guy. A Don Bosco guy, a great story. But a great story as in, it would be a great story for him to make it. It's almost like a Rudy underdog story. He's not better than Daniel Jones in anything. Tommy DeVito could run a little bit last year. A healthy Daniel Jones can run better than Tommy DeVito. Don't talk to me about throwing the football. Just look at how they throw the ball. Like, I thought it was crazy how many people were actually like off a preseason game, bro. Drew Lock is one thing. Drew Lock is better than Tommy DeVito, in my opinion, as well. He hasn't shown it to you yet. But, like, how many people were right back on the Tommy Cutlets? Hey, Tommy, that's my quarterback. That's my guy. This kid might be the answer. Like, how many people were back on that after the first preseason game? He's playing against third string, backups, practice squad guys, and guys that are going to be cut. That has nothing to do with week one when you face the first string Vikings. It's nothing to do. And then how much you hyped up Malik Nabers That's not Tommy DeVito in practice in all those clips throwing Malik Nabers the ball. That's Daniel Jones putting the ball on the money. So what are we talking about?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.